Blog Talk Radio.
You presume I'm weak, you presume I'm frail, but your perceptions won't prevail. I'm made more than what you see. Hi, this is Kimberly Locke, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Stardish Radio. Today is June 16, 2009. I'm your host, Joanne, and my number here is 347-945-5423. Don't be shy, call in and participate in the chat. It's so much more fun to do that. So, listen, we have a really big week. Today, Matt Eisman from Clean House and Sports Soup will be joining me in a few minutes. Then, immediately after, at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, I have actress Tana Frederick, who is debuting in a movie, Irene in Time, which is set to come out in theaters, select theaters in California, June 19th, and then in New York in September. Tomorrow, big, big, big show, as they would say, Beth Ehlers from All My Children will be joining me at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, so please, please, please make sure you tune in for that one. Then Billy Miller from The Young and the Restless, formerly from All My Children, will be with me on the 18th. The 19th will be comedian Paul Ryan, so make sure you tune in for that one as well. Then we have on the 25th of June, we have Judge Lynn Toler from Divorce Court. Yes, 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 Divorce Court. I'm a big fan of the court TV shows, so we're going to be seeing a lot of people coming on hopefully soon from these court TV shows. Let's see, who else do I have set up? The 30th of June, Heath Kizier, who was formerly on The Young and the Restless, which is now an author. He's going to be stopping by to talk about his books and what he's been up to. It's been 10 years since he's off of Young and the Restless, so he's definitely been doing a lot of stuff. So we will be talking with him about that. And don't forget that tomorrow night also, right before the Beth Ehlers show, Billy Miller will also be coming on the Buzzworthy Radio show. So you can catch him twice this week if you're lucky. Don't miss out on that one. And for those of you who are unfamiliar with Blog Talk and all the shows that are on here, I really urge you to go to the homepage and take a look around because there is someone for everyone here on this show. So definitely check that out. So you guys hang on just a minute, okay? And we're going to get to Matt Eisman.
Hey, everybody. This is Brandon Barash, and thank you for listening to Stardish Radio.
I'm Eden Regal on Stardish. Thank you so much for listening.
So, like I said, Matt Eisman's going to be joining me. And make sure you guys go check out the Blog Talk homepage, and you will definitely find something for everyone. Catherine Hickland, who is a fantastic woman, has a show every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Go check her out. She is my girl. Love her to death. Make sure you go check her out. So right away, we're going to jump right into it because I have Mr. Matt Eisman on the line. Welcome to Stardish Radio, sir.
Thank you. Let's dish.
Let's dish, baby. That's the motto. Matt, I'm so intrigued with you because reading your bio and stuff, you need to tell me how you went from being a doctor to where you are, because this just fascinates me.
Yeah, bad career advice, I think, would sum it up. I'm not sure. You know, I was doing medicine. I went to medical school at Columbia, New York, got my MD, and was doing residency at the University of Colorado, and I just kind of realized my heart wasn't in it, and medicine's not something you do halfway, and so I decided to take a year off to kind of reevaluate. I was doing internal medicine. I was thinking about switching to emergency medicine, and in the interim, I figured I wanted to do something completely unrelated to medicine. I'd never done anything creative before, so I figured I'm going to move out to L.A. and try stand-up comedy, and just kind of fell in love with it and didn't look back.
But why stand-up comedy? Out of everything in the world, I mean, you don't want to do medicine because you're right.
I think my mom laughed too much at me when I was growing up. You know, just too much positive reinforcement. She
right.
kind of created a monster. So I'd done stand-up a couple times in medical school, and I think I'd always been somewhat of a class clown, and I love the immediacy of being on stage and making people laugh. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's similar to medicine in that you are making people feel better, but, you know,
right.
you're not curing cancer.
No, but you know what, you're right, though. Medicine is not something you do half-assed. Either you're in it or you're not. And
we say half-assed on this. I love it. Blog talk, let's roll.
Oh, yeah, you don't have to feel censored here, sweetie. There's
good.
No censors
like
here.
Artie Lang on Joe Buck's show last night.
There you go. Yeah, there's no censorship here, honey. Say what you want. FCC ain't got nothing on me.
Nice.
Yes. So, okay, so now we're doing stand-up comedy. How do you fall into Clean House? Let's just fast forward to that. I mean, you've done tons of stuff.
Well, I'd done a show on E! Called Screenplay, which was kind of a poor man's Fear Factor. Show didn't work out, but they had a guy who they were using on Clean House who wasn't working out, so they wanted to replace him, and it was very short notice, so they decided, we know Eisman hosts, E! Is a sister channel of the style, so it's all in the family. They said, we know Matt can host, let's just bring him in, have him fill in for a couple episodes until we find somebody who we really like, and turned out they liked me, and that was I just had my 3-year anniversary on the show, so it's been an incredible run.
Well, I love Clean House. I mean, I love watching it. I really, I tried to get my sister in Clean House because her house is a freaking mess. And but you guys don't come to New York, but so I was like, really, man, I was like, I would love for them to come.
Well, we did New Jersey.
Here.
That's pretty darn close.
Yeah, well, it ain't close to Buffalo, so it ain't close enough.
Yeah, true.
But yeah, so tell me, I'm out of all these houses that you've done over the 3 years, I've seen some of the recap episodes that you've done. Tell me about some of the worst houses you've seen. I mean, what is by far the worst house you've ever saw?
The worst house I ever saw is the one that's this year's messiest home that's coming out, I believe it's July 2nd.
Okay.
It'll be the culmination of this search for the messiest home. It truly was the Wheelers were bad, which was last year in Temple, Pennsylvania. That was the one where I found 35 pounds of dried cat turds in the closet.
Oh,
the Loria's was horrendous. The messiest homes really have been the three standouts, and I think each one has been progressively worse. So if we do that again next year, as I'm expecting, I'm just picturing actually being in a landfill. I think that's the only place to go.
I mean, does it really amaze you how these people live, so to speak, and then they want to broadcast it live on television?
Yeah, it is. It is amazing that people, which I think, you know, for all the practical tips and things that we give on Clean House, I think sometimes the most amazing part is just the story, you know, of the family. It's finding out what transpired in their life that led them to live like this. And then, you know, figuring out can we, in obviously a very short amount of time, at least give them some tools to kind of make sure they don't end up back there again.
Have you gone back to visit some families to see if they actually
follow through?
We did.
You know, at our 100th episode, we actually, Niecy did her reunion episode where she visited like 6 families, but for the 100th, each of us went back and visited about 4 families, and then we actually took a look at a few more. And I was honestly surprised at how many people kept it clean. I really thought a lot of them were just going to go right back.
Right, right.
People,
we figured they get
pulled it out.
Yeah. I mean, because to me, sometimes I think, you know, like, all right, they're getting a free clean in here. I mean, they got to give up some stuff and have a yard sale. But, I mean, sometimes you just can't change pack rats, and before you know it, they'll be living up to their ears in newspapers again.
Absolutely. I think, you know, and that's always, you know, part of the focus of the show is saying we don't want our work to be in vain and to know that these people really are going to go back. And, you know, for the most part, these people have fallen into it over years. So to think we're going to absolutely change them in a week is a bit, you know, it's naive. But at the same time, some of them, all they do need is a fresh start. And, you know, again, it's been amazing to me how many of these folks have actually, I mean, the Harrells, you know, with the rock and roll photographer with all the gargoyles, I thought for sure.
Oh, my God, yes.
And we went back and revisited them. And the Garofas had gotten a little dirty, but by and large, it was clean. And, it's really gratifying to see what a big difference we can make in such a short amount of time.
Right, it is, and I love the show. I really wish that you would expand it some more because, boy, I got some relatives for you. Oh my God!
Well, you know the road episodes have been doing very well, and there's talk about traveling some more. So Buffalo, not out of the realm of possibility.
Well, these relatives are in Yonkers, so you can have them. I have an uncle, and I swear to you, no lie, and I don't even have to mention a name. He's got newspapers from the year that he was born, and he's 64.
Wow.
Okay.
Now I want to meet this guy.
Swear to God. Yo, you have no idea. Oh, my God. They still live in the house that they grew up in. He lives there with his family, and he grew up in that house, and he refuses to leave it. Forget the fact that, you know, you got, you know, gangbangers on each side of your house, but
wow.
You're living in boxes, too. It's hysterical to me. I mean, it's a sickness, really. I mean, it really is. A sickness to a point, but so now, not that I'm a big sports person, but how can anybody not follow what was going on with the Lakers? What the hell's wrong with the people in Los Angeles? Every time they win something, they got to ruin their own backyards and start fires.
I'd love to say Los Angeles is the only ones that do it, but we got to give credit to Philadelphia, Detroit, all the great rioting towns that went before us. you know, some people are looking for any excuse to throw bricks at a bus, and we actually have that on tonight's Sports Soup, where Laker fans are, I think that's the confluence of not enough brain cells and too much alcohol interacting, and then these people go out on the riots. I don't know. Some people are just looking for any excuse to start a fire, and I guess Kobe Bryant's going to be it.
Okay, I'm telling you. I mean, again, I'm not a big sports person, but how could you not see this? And it does seem to be that they always focus on Los Angeles when this kind of stuff happens.
Well, Los Angeles wins a lot, too. I'm not a Lakers fan by any stretch, too. I'm from Colorado, so I was pulling for the Nuggets. But, L.A. has had a goodly number of riots lately. Fortunately, I managed to stay clear of it. Although, you know, on the other hand, I guess people are trashing houses, which could be good for a clean house business.
There you go. Now, hey, that's a good a little plug here for you guys. So you guys go ahead and write into the Style Network and get Matt and Nisi to come clean your house. Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
Like that'll happen. so now you're going to be in Transformers, too.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Well, this will be my first movie, and I figured go big. I can't wait for it to come out. I love the first one. I grew up, Transformers was all over my childhood, so I'm really excited. Filming it was definitely the coolest thing I've been involved in Hollywood. It was shot out on an Air Force base in New Mexico. They had about 400 extras, over half of whom were actual U.S. soldiers coming back from Iraq.
Wow.
I was with Josh Gibson and Tyrese. Josh Duhamel and Tyrese.
Duhamel.
Josh Duhamel, by the way, my new favorite guy in Hollywood. Could not have been.
Oh, really?
I was just Ted Hamilton, I love you, bro. You are a stud. But we had a really good time. The stuff that I shot looked cool. There was absolute secrecy in terms of the script. I only got to see the stuff that I was shooting. That was it. So I have no idea what happens in the movie, which I wouldn't have it any other way because I'm looking forward to going in there and just being blown away along with everyone else.
Oh, yeah, I loved the first one. My kids loved the first one, and my 8-year-old can't wait. He just said to me today he can't wait to see it. And I actually had a girl that was in Transformers on the show, a little girl, 7 years old, Courtney Nash. She played Mozambique. I don't know where that translates into the film.
Right.
Couldn't get much out of the 7-year-old, but, you know, she kind of turned the tables on me.
If she upstages me, I'm going to be really disappointed.
Well, Mozambique is her name in this movie, and she kind of turned the tables on me and started questioning me on High School Musical, so we didn't get to talk too much about Transformers.
Right.
The only thing I know about her part is that she goes down a water slide, so whatever that is.
Oh, well, that's fun.
Yeah, so I'm really excited to see it. The previews look incredible,
yeah,
and I'm glad that you're going to be in it.
Yeah, it's definitely cool. Plus, it's fun kind of being in the bed with my girlfriend, making that, you know, wop, 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 wop noise and telling her, hey, honey, more than meets the eye.
Oh, God, she must friggin' love you.
Yeah, yeah, it's a little much.
Oh, my God. Will Ferrell and Jay-Z, your new BFFs?
Yeah, Will Ferrell was, he's, you know, Anchorman is by far one of my favorite movies, and, you know, I'm getting to hang out with Will Ferrell, and I'm just thinking, this, I was laughing my ass off, and,
I can imagine.
You know, Land of the Lost, not his best work, but the stuff he did on Sports Soup, gold.
Right. Yeah, I heard Land. I mean, I still haven't seen Land of the Lost. I really didn't have an inkling to go sit in a theater and watch it.
Yeah.
I was never big on the show, period, but I figured I'd wait till it came out on DVD, but I heard it really didn't do that well. But Will Ferrell is just gold in anything that he does, you know. He can make a bad movie good, you know, good enough to laugh.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of his movies have been bad, but he's been hilarious, so I've enjoyed it.
Right. Well,
but yeah, it was cool. You know, we're out on the tennis court and just screwing around. And it's just like, you know, that's kind of what you envision in Hollywood, is that you get to go out and do stuff like this. So it's, you know, these past few years have really been a lot of fun for me.
Right. Now, tell me, I saw over here that you had a recurring role on General Hospital.
Yeah.
Because I watched General Hospital and I can't remember it.
Well, it was great. I was Faith's henchman, Rock Fowler. I kidnapped
Michael and Morgan.
I kidnapped Carly and date raped. Oh gosh, Steve's girlfriend. I can't even get it. Huh?
Sam.
No. It was another C. She was really cute. I can't remember the names. It was so confusing. And everybody was tiny. They were all like 5'8 on the show, the guys and the girls. And I'm like 6'3. And I was supposed to get beat up by a dude who was, you know, like more than half a foot shorter than me. So they had to have him stand closer to the camera so we looked the same size.
That had to be Steve Burton. That had to be Steve Burton from what I'm remembering. Because I remember that.
Yes,
now that you're
Steve.
Seeing it.
And
okay.
He was the one guy, you know, everybody was super nice, but Steve, and maybe he's method acting, so maybe he was just in character mad at me, but he really didn't even give me the time of day when I was there.
Are you kidding? Okay, you know what? And I'm gonna say this because I've never met him personally, but that's exactly what I hear about him. That he and I don't want to meet him because I really liked his character on the show, and so many people said, "Oh, he's nothing. He's not, you know, all that nice. He's not this. He's not that." And I said, "Well, you know what? He's been one of those people that you can admire from afar and just not want to."
Yeah, you know what? And yeah, absolutely. And you know, here's the. In his defense, you know, he's not on set to be my buddy. So, you know, as long as he's doing his role, that's fine. I, you know, he certainly wasn't doing any Christian Bale rants or anything, but he just, you know, didn't go out of his way to be my BFF.
Make you feel comfortable a little bit,
right,
anyway.
No, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know what? You know why? Because you didn't buy no freaking Mona V from him. That's why. All right, and I'll leave it at that.
I think that was it.
I'll leave it at that. Oh, my God, that's too
freaking funny. You know, the other thing, I forgot to tell Will Ferrell that Rich Pino Grigio, the car salesman character on Clean House. An homage to his Ron Burgundy character. I realized, what an oversight, the man who inspired Pino Grigio. I didn't even tell him.
Can I tell you that my kid, my 16-year-old, has been bugging me the last 3 days to sit and watch Anchorman with him, and I keep telling him to leave me alone because it just looks so stupid. I don't want to watch it.
It's absolutely stupid, and that's what makes it great.
Well, now I'll have to
really
watch it because I like Pino.
Yeah, well, it's it's really funny. He's Will Ferrell. When he starts whipping out his jazz flute, that was one of the funniest scenes I've ever seen in a movie.
Oh, my God.
And that is an actual instrument. That's not a euphemism for something.
Right. Oh, my God. That's going to be – I'll watch it with him now. I'll watch it. So give me Sports Soup, I wanted to say, that's only available on Comcast?
No. It's available on Versus. I have DirecTV. It's channel 603 on DirecTV.
Oh, okay.
If they want to know where it is, go to versus.com. You can enter in your zip code. It tells you, you know, based what channel it's on based on your local providers and whatever. But it's worth checking out. We also have a lot of clips of it on versus.com. There's a ton of Sports Soup clips. If you go to youtube.com/MattEisman Live, I've got some clips up, some of my favorite clips from Sports Soup. They can check it out. It's basically, for those who don't know, it's the soup with Joel McHale. It's just, you know, instead of pop culture, mm-hmm. we put in sports. So, you know, you replace Tyra Banks with Terrell Owens, and that's kind of where we're headed.
Okay, so, all right, well, you just brought something up for me now. Terrell Owens, now that he's up here in Buffalo, he's going all over. I live about, I don't know, 10 minutes away from Buffalo Bills Stadium.
Yeah.
And he's got VH1 following
him. Was your neighborhood the one that rejected him?
No, but I know where it is. And
yeah.
You know what? Can I tell you seriously that these neighborhoods are so I've never seen anything like it. You know, usually when you go to a city, you have certain cliques of neighborhoods. You got the really rich, snotty people. Then you got the lesser rich people that aren't so snotty. Then
yeah.
you got the middle class. Then you got the ghetto. All right. This place here in Buffalo is so combined with everything. I mean, you can go from a mobile home park and go directly across the street to, you know, houses that cost $400,000, $500,000, $600,000.
Wow.
And it's that kind of blended. And he was in one of those neighborhoods. I actually went through a garage sale in that neighborhood. And I can see why that they wouldn't want him around. You know, he's got people following him all over the place.
Yeah, he's an odd bird. I was really shocked Buffalo signed him. I don't think it's going to end well. But, you know, I guess, what do the Bills have to lose?
Exactly. And he seemed a little cocky at that, you know, by saying he would only show up to practices that were mandatory, don't expect to see him any other way. And, I mean, it was just a little cocky. You know, you're coming in. I couldn't believe the scene of people at the airport the night that he flew in. I mean, think Barack Obama was getting off the plane with the amount of people that filled up Buffalo Airport.
I was just in Cleveland doing stand-up comedy, and really enjoyed it. Great city, but they have such an inferiority complex as a city. So much of it from, you know, the Cavaliers, the Browns, the Indians,
mm-hmm.
this history of futility. And I look at Buffalo, and they're near misses at greatness. And I think, you know, when you're a town that hasn't ever won the big final game, you get desperate. So you bring in a
mm-hmm.
guy like T.O. and hope for the best.
Right. Well, the Bills fan, and they're crazy here as far as football. I've never seen anything like that either. I mean,
yeah.
people have on their wands these big-ass buffaloes. I'm like, are you kidding me? I don't care if I like football or not. I'm not going to have a buffalo sitting on my front lawn. Because, you know, red, white, and blue buffalo. And
well,
that's what
they
do.
It sounds like they're just begging for clean house to come their way.
Holy cow, you would go crazy up here. And the garage sales here, unbelievable, I have to say that. I love the garage sales.
I would love to have T.O. come out to a yard sale, to one of our yard sales. I think he and I could have some fun.
Oh, yeah, that would be funny. That would be funny. Let's see. What else did I want to talk to you about? What do you want to talk about? What do you want to pimp tonight?
I don't know. I love to have people just, I always love when fans come, you know, say hello on Facebook, facebook.com/MattEisman or MySpace or Twitter. Sometimes I think they feel like they don't want to say hello. I love it. I love hearing from the fans, good, bad,
mm-hmm.
or indifferent. I don't care if people, you know, want to tell me how much they love the show or how much they hate the show. I'm just glad whenever people tune in, and I really get a kick out of, kind of having the back and forth and interacting with people.
Right. Now,
if anyone wants to go online and say hello, I'm always interested. It's great to kind of stay in touch. And it's a lot of fun. When I went out to Cleveland, I had a ton of Clean House and some Sports Soup fans come out, and
mm-hmm.
it was great to get to meet them in person. It's always kind of fun because, you know, when we're doing the show, you're knee-deep in clutter. We're out, you know, in these neighborhoods. It really feels like, you know, you forget that people are actually watching the show. So it's always nice to kind of put some faces to the fans.
Right. Now, tell me a little bit about your cohorts there, Niecy and Trish and Martin.
Well, the best thing about Niecy is she really that big a diva? And the answer is absolutely. Oh, my God. The world's biggest diva, and I love her for it. She
is, she?
She is everything you see on camera. She really is just a fabulous, sassy black woman. And I
want her on my show. Tell her to come on my show.
Good luck. You know, she is so busy nowadays. I'm lucky if you know, when we get her on Clean House. But I'll absolutely put in a word. But she you know, she just had her sitcom. Unfortunately, didn't work out too well. But
mm-hmm.
With Jerry O'Connell on Fox, she's done. You know, she was in Horton Hears a Who. She did a movie with Cedric the Entertainer. She's
mm-hmm.
she's someone whose star is definitely on the rise. Reno 911 is back, and
right.
it's really such a kick working with her, because she's one of those people who, I'm obviously, you know, a little goofy, a little out there, and she just, whatever you do, she takes it and throws it right back. And it's so much fun kind of being with somebody like that, who you just, you know, when you, I mean, you've seen it with, you know, the families, where it doesn't matter what's coming, she's not going to be fazed, and it's going to be interesting.
Oh, I love her for that, and I'm glad to hear that she's actually really like that, because I couldn't imagine her to be any other way.
Yeah.
At all. I couldn't,
she,
you know,
really,
so I'm glad.
You know, she's a genuinely nice and generous person. I mean, it really is. She looks out for everybody, and it's kind of, you know, she's the mama for the whole set, and that's she really takes care of everybody.
That's great. And what about Mark and Trish? Trish has done a
I'm not gonna lie.
Talk
Mark,
show.
It took me a while. I remember when we were heading out to the Laurias in Jersey for
uh-huh.
the first Messiest Film. I'd been on the show for almost a year at that point. And, you know, we got into the shuttle from the airport going out, and I just remember we were talking, and he just said something. I'm like, my God, this guy is just such a jerk. I don't know if I'm going to be able to put up with him. And then over the next month or so, I don't know what it was, something just clicked, and I got him. And I love Mark. I think he is so amazing at what he does,
mm-hmm.
you know, to do these houses. And people don't understand, like, how crazy it is when we're doing work day and, you know, couches aren't showing up or things are getting broken, usually by me, and Mark never gets fazed. You'd think he'd be the biggest diva, throwing the tantrums, kicking over cans of paint. I've never seen that man lose his temper. I've never seen him get flustered. Whatever, you know, whatever goes wrong, Mark's ready, and he can make magic out of molasses. It's incredible to watch him work. And his sense of humor has really come out over the past year or so, and just the guy cracks me up. He's really
yeah.
a nice guy, and yeah. In fact, tonight I'm just about to head over to Trish's house. We're one of the ladies who works on the show with us. It's her birthday, so Trish, Mark, I think Niecy's coming by too. We're all going to be hanging out, having apple martinis or some ridiculous
Ooh.
Girl drink that Trish
makes. Okay, little fruity
yeah,
drink.
It should be a good time, but we're definitely hoping the webcams don't come out, because we get in trouble once the apple martinis start flying.
I would like to be a fly on that wall.
I hope there isn't one.
Oh, no. But that's good, though. Yeah, at least these all get along and everything. It's like a family, so that's good. I mean, and I honestly really, really, and my mother does, too. If my mother wasn't the kind of woman that went to bed at 5 o'clock, she would be listening. But she's a huge fan of yours. They live down in Florida, but she really, really likes you and loves
the
show.
It's nice, and you know what it is? We've been working almost nonstop for 3 years, which in TV, it's just unheard of to have a show
mm-hmm.
that's shot – that's continued on this long and that shoots this. Usually, you know, they have about half the year off, if not
mm-hmm.
more. We don't. We over these past 3 years, I've had a total of about 3 months off, which, I mean, it's amazing how, you know, this show just keeps going and how much time we end up spending together.
Right. Well, for that matter, you'd have to get along, otherwise you'd kill each other.
Damn
and
right.
It would definitely, it would show on air, too, that you're uncomfortable, because you can kind of tell in these kind of reality shows who really likes each other and who don't. Even though they may not want you to see it, you can. And you can see, I mean, I know at least I can see that you all genuinely, you know, like each other. So that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
You did a show with Buzzworthy Radio not too long ago, and the host Neville. Okay, he's actually on the line. I'm going to pick him up in a minute. But we were talking earlier, and I was saying to him, with all these stupid reality shows that are out there now, and all the attention that's been brought on these stupid idiots, Heidi Spidey, Montag, sound like I got a big disease. People, your reality shows are the reality shows I like. I like the clean houses and the extreme home makeover. Those, because those are the ones that make the difference. I could care less if Sam Jaya gets bit by bees or, you know, Janice Wilson falls and one of her boobs deflates.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit? I really could care less about
stuff
like that.
My mom, I think my mom put it up or put it to me best when she said, "Matt, it's a show I'm not embarrassed to watch."
exactly.
Yeah, it is. It's fun. I think, you know, at the end of the day, we are helping people. And, you know, if your house is clean, you feel better about it. If your house is dirty, then, well, at least it's not as bad as the people we're cleaning. So it ends up being a show that's pretty easy to watch.
So give me a little give me a little soup preview of what you got coming on tonight. I'm going to have to – I don't have that channel, so I can't watch it, but, I mean, I can always catch clips online.
Well, we're talking about Brett Favre. We mentioned the L.A. fans rioting. We have Brett Favre, who was on Joe Buck Live, his new show last night, talking about whether he's going to come back to football. Artie Lang from the Howard Stern Show was also on that show.
Okay.
In what was one of the biggest train wrecks in TV history. It was fantastic. So we have that. We've got a guy – getting his leg snapped, which is just a staple of sports soup.
Right.
It's let's see. We have Shaquille O'Neal actually came by in studio. Well, his puppet did anyway. Which,
right?
If you've seen those LeBron and Kobe ads, you that'll make sense. Basically, it's more of the world of sports making an ass out of itself.
Well, that's all right with that.
It makes my job easy. We've got a little Gary Payton and Chris Webber who do NBA Game Time Live, a show which has been pretty much equivalent to Paris Hilton for the soup. I mean, they have really been gold for us. So it's been a blast watching those guys just be clowns for our benefit, I like to think.
Well, you know what? They keep you in business, so bring it on.
Exactly. It's amazing. Sometimes I think that we really should. I'm going to send them a Christmas gift. I've actually got sports soup koozies I think I'm going to send out to those guys.
Oh, really? That would be funny. All right, I'm going to bring that would be funny. I'm going to bring Neville on. Neville, say hi to Matt. Neville, where are you?
What's up, Matt?
Hey, Neville, how are you?
I'm doing good, man, considering I have diabetes.
Oh, did you just find out?
No, what? That's what you wrote on my Twitter.
Oh, right. Yes. You know what, Neville? Sometimes I'm a little slow here. I've been too much time around cat poo.
Yeah, I kind of figured that by your pictures, man. See, listeners out there, I everybody knows I drink too much Kool-Aid as it is in my life, and I said I had to go to Kool-Aid Aholics Anonymous. And he decides to respond back to me that I have diabetes because I drink too much Kool-Aid.
You probably do.
Well,
that's
like
not...
I said, I hung up the stethoscope, so now I can be completely insensitive to medical issues.
You might as well. Look, anybody that drinks as much Kool-Aid and eats as much peanut butter and jelly as you do is just asking for a needle in the ass. So there you go.
That's true. Okay, we'll go with that then. So...
Okay.
I have not checked out yard sales when I was in California. Why would I need to check out a yard sale?
Yard sale, it's my favorite day. I think it's just, it is, I'd say it's organized chaos, but I think organized is too kind. What's been great is as the show's grown, the yard sale crowds have grown. I mean, at the messiest home, the most recent messiest home, we had 6,000 people show up for the yard sale.
Oh, shit.
we actually had to hold it at an old retail area. It was a 70,000 square foot shopping center, and it was we had Segways, those motorized scooters to get around. Yeah. It's just insane. I mean, it's kind of like you
Flea
know
market.
The show has just grown and grown, and it's a ton of fun. I mean, wheeling and dealing. Even if there's nothing to buy, we have a great time. Anyone who, you know, all the customers who stop by, we love to say hello, take pictures. And a lot of times, there's not a lot of great stuff to, but you can occasionally find an absolute steal. I mean, pianos or old records, you know, antiques to electronics. It's amazing some of the stuff that we get rid of. And to be honest, you know, you're not going to find a better price that we give you on Clean House, because if we don't get rid of it, it goes in the charity truck.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I see the prices that you've charged, and I'm like, yeah, okay, that ain't no garage sale I'd be going to, because I mean they are expensive, but I'll tell you right now, I nickel and dime everybody that I go to, and I get what I want.
Well, you know, let's say that sounds like a challenge. You're gonna have to come out to one of our yard trips. We'll go to it.
I may have to do that. I'll be in California. When am I going to California, Neville? April.
April.
I'll be in California. I may have to just come out a couple days earlier before my cruise just to do that.
Absolutely. We will hold a yard sale in your honor.
There you go. The Joanne Kubasek Stardust Radio yard sale. Nickel
and
dime.
I'm going to be out there in August, Matt. I mean, you can hold one for me. I mean,
absolutely, Neville. You just let us know, and we'll make sure there's some fantastic deals, some buzzworthy deals.
Oh, yeah, so they'll have some Skippy and some Kool-Aid. There you go.
I'm sold right there, man. That's all you got to do is just put up the Kool-Aid. I am right there at that stand.
We can't sell food or give away any food for health reasons because, you know, a lot of times Trish has wanted to, you know, serve lemonade on hot days or hot cocoa on cold days. We're not allowed to do that. So I think you'll dodge the bullet on forcing you to chug Kool-Aid.
There you go. All right.
I think you have – well, then you have to go and buy it for me.
I can do it for me. If you come out to a yard sale, I'll get you some Kool-Aid.
There you go. All right. That's cool.
All right, there we go.
We'll make the kid next door sell it so you can have it.
That sounds like a good solution. You can put it forth the letter of the law.
You know, this way it doesn't fall under liability for them. It'll fall on the neighbor. That's all right.
That's all the network cares about. If someone else's ass getting sued, they're happy.
So listen to me. Go ahead, Neville.
You have to, when I come there for that, you have to be Niecy again. You have to.
As long as Niecy's not around to slap the white out of me.
Slap him, yeah, right?
Yeah.
I like Chablis Blanc. I thought that was hysterical.
Yeah, it was funny because they're like, you know, we've seen a lot of Pinot Grigio, Let's find someone new. So, it was Pinot Grigio's cousin from across the pond, Chablis, and he's been a one-hit wonder. I'm hoping we'll get another chance to bring him back.
Oh, man, the teeth alone, that's just, wow.
It was hard because they wouldn't stay in. So here I am trying to kind of talk, and they actually, I don't think they used it, but they shot out and hit a lady in the face, and I gave her an extra discount just to make sure she didn't really get mad.
Oh my God! So I have Di in the chat room, and she said she sent you a tweet, and you need to tweet her back. So you have to check your Twitter.
I'm like, oh my God! I tweeted, you didn't tweet me back.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm following you on Twitter too, my buddy.
Wait,
so you need to follow me.
Oh wait, is it Diane Nilsson?
Yes.
I just pulled my tweet things. Okay.
Yep.
He's not following me either, and I interviewed him like before you did, and he's not following me. Oh, come on.
He's gonna follow me, okay?
Let me rectify this. I'm on right now, Neville. Let me
tweet him. Let's tweet Matt. Everybody tweet Matt. Gang up on Matt and tweet his ass.
Can tweet me.
That sounds
good. Tweet
me now.
I don't know what I'm asking for. This sounds like something.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah.
Tweet me, Matt. Here, I'm going to reply to
Diane.
Okay, it could be
1969. Wait, let's see, where's
Neville? Yeah, that's me. See that? Where's Neville? Oh, my God, Neville just gets lost in the shuffle there somewhere.
I'm everywhere. I am everywhere.
But you know what? I feel special because Matt has 888 followers, and he's only following 12 people. So I'm honored to be followed by Matt.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to catch up to Ashton Kutcher with his 1 million followers. I
think
I have a
little
way to go, but tonight. Tonight's putting me over the top.
Well, I'm going to make everybody tweet you. So we're going to say tweet Matt's ass, and we'll see how many come on.
I just tweeted Matt, like, right now, and mine is kind of nice.
It's kind of nice.
It's kind of nice.
Follow me now, biatch. All right, fair enough. I am following.
All right, there you go.
I said it was nice by my standards.
Yeah. I want to tweet. Oh, this one's coming from Stardish, though. Tweet Matt. Yeah. I haven't figured out how to sign in on both accounts because I have two. There. Yeah, that one from Stardish now. Oh, I should have put. Well, no, that other Matt ain't following me, so I really don't care about that. Anyway. So, Matt. What else is in store for you? We got Transformers coming out. You got a new edition of the Soup tonight, Sports Soup, I should say, which everybody go to Versus.com and check for your area cable company that carries the channel.
Exactly.
I know shitty-ass Time Warner don't carry it, so I'm not worried about that. I have to just catch up on online. I wish Comcast was up here, but God forbid. Nothing goes my way.
Get people pirating it then and spreading the word.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I have a bunch of neighbors that watch it, you know, online and have seen it. You know, they have DirecTV. I don't have DirecTV. I had a big fight with DirecTV and I refused to get them.
DirecTV, so I'm always going to have a soft spot in my heart for them.
Well, you know what? I told DirecTV to kiss my ass because when I lived in Florida, they tried to tell me, when they came in and hooked up my DirecTV, I told them, don't hook it up to any phone lines because I don't want my kid going around getting movies. You know,
right.
it can only be called in. So they went and charged me for 6 movies and said that they were ordered through the phone. And I said, that's impossible because I didn't have any phone service. All I had was my cell phone. Oh, no. So they sent me to collections for $130, and it'll stay there till the day I die because I'm not paying them for no movies that I didn't watch.
Right.
So they could kiss my ass on that one.
Atta girl.
DirecTV. There you go. So anyway, this is where I need to get something from you, Matt. I need to get a promo for Stardish Radio before decide to let you go have an apple martini.
Okay, wait. What am I saying here? What am I pimping?
Well, you know what? Your thing
a promo
is
for
as long
my
as
show,
it's...
go with that.
Look, Neville, shut up before I put you on mute. all it has to have is your name and Stardish Radio, and then you do whatever you want with it.
Hey, this is Matt Eisman. You're listening to Stardish Radio, my favorite dish. So listen, biatch.
Love it.
Wait a second. I got to be fair. Hey, this is Matt Eisman, and I like to get buzzed on Buzzworthy Radio. Buzz it up, biatch.
There you go. See that, Neville?
I love it. I like how Di just went into the chat room. I like how Di just went into the chat room and was like, he called you a biatch. I want to be one.
Call Di a biatch. Oh, God. Everybody wants to be a biatch. Go ahead, Matt. Call Di a biatch.
Biatch!
There you go.
Hey, biatch!
My girl.
Biatch! Yeah, I'm getting everyone now. That was a generic biatch.
There you go. All right, well, you know what, Matt? I really appreciate you coming on the show.
My
you're welcome
pleasure,
back
Joanna.
Anytime. And
Neville,
you'll be
great
seeing me
chatting with you again. I look forward to seeing you in August.
Give
Absolutely.
Everybody for Queen House a big hello from me. Tell them they have a big fan in Stardish, and they have a really, really good time with me.
Will do.
All right, sweetie. Well, you go ahead, and everybody else in the chat room, stick around. I have actress Tana Frederick coming up at 10 p.m., so don't go nowhere. And everyone else, peace out, Cub Scouts. We'll see you later.
Hi, this is Barbara Allen Woods from One Tree Hill, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Hey, I'm Eden Regal on Stardish. Thank you so much for listening.